A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 1. And the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, There were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. You should gather from this that this is the end of David's sin, and God finally sends Nathan the prophet. We don't know how long after this terrible sin of David, not just a sin, but it was a culmination of all manner of sins, deceptions, cover-ups, murder. And to top it all, David refuses to expose his own sin and hopes that even God won't see. He's lost sight of the God that he once knew. Has that ever happened to you? Mhlawumbe nawe usiyacabanga ngonkulunkulu ukuthi useyafana nawe nokuthi akasaboni izono zakho. David should have known that his sin would be exposed. The gap between verse 26 of the previous chapter, when the wife of Uriah, Bathsheba, hears of his death, she mourns him, and all that then happens, the son being born, until Nathan finally comes, we don't know. But David only got harder and harder, and we find his hardness in this incident with Nathan the prophet. But just look at God's mercy towards David. And the Lord forgives because he chooses to forgive. But he wants David to sweat it out, to feel the agony in his own bones, as we read in some of the Psalms where David later on shares with us his experience of that time of hardness, the loss of God's presence. But finally, God sends Nathan, and the prophet is as fearless as Uriah, the same Uriah when David had said, go back to your wife, because David was just trying to cover up his own sin. The Uriah who had said, as your soul lives, I will not do this thing. He even had the courage to disobey his own king. And here the prophet is fearless too. He comes to David. And what he's going to tell him in the story, and the culmination of the story, shows that God has his fearless men. Are you one of them? Are you willing to challenge sin? Have you challenged sin in your own life?